Welcome back to another episode of Studio Flows. About a week ago, I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by Sarah J.
What up?
Sarah, tell the people, how is this job going? How are you living your little life? Is it the best thing ever?
No. I can tell you all the time, being a nurse ain't a flex that people think it is.
Yes, it is.
No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
No one cares. They shouldn't care.
What are you talking about? They all care.
Man, the people that you care for don't even care.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about these people complaining about their views. They said, man, this ain't no good room. There's other better rooms at the other hotels, and you screwing us over.
Yep, they do. They'd be like, the heart hospital has bigger rooms and better rooms. This looks like a storage closet. Then they'd be wondering why patients be falling and shit. Hell, they ain't got nowhere to go.
You said why patients be what?
They fall. They be falling and stuff. Because they be tripping over everything. I'm like, oh my God. Gotta make a clear pathway for them to the bathroom.
All right. That sounds crazy. Let's get into this, man. We got a lot of news that we have not caught up on because we have been in the middle of Beef Watch 2024. Before we get your thoughts on Beef Watch, Sarah, we got to talk about Megan Thee Stallion, who has kicked off May with Megan Mondays. She did I Think I Love Her Freestyle, the song made famous by Gucci Mane. And I think she's trying or hoping to have a better May than she did April, because April she was charged with workplace harassment, but that was not the headline. Emilio Garcia filed a lawsuit in Los Angeles County Superior Court that what did the lead with, Sarah? It's the lead with like sexual assault, because he was in a car with her while she had sex with another woman in Ibiza and he felt trapped. And I know that this wasn't part of the lawsuit, but it was like it was thrown in there. He really filed a workplace harassment lawsuit because he felt he was getting underpaid. But I had so many questions about this situation. What kind of car was it? Who was driving? How did...
Now, you know, it was like a chauffeured Chevy Tahoe or something like that, or Suburban. She was probably in the third seat in the back. And he was probably in the second row, and that's what happened.
And then there's another thing I have. Now, these are all allegations, and I'm going to say this a lot throughout this episode, take it with a grain of salt. But if this is true, for Megan, you know, just the sexual part that he threw out there, and he's like, yo, after this happened, she told me not to tell nobody, blah, blah. Why would a boss, I should say, be so, because it was a photographer, right? Why would you be so comfortable with a subordinate to like do things like this in front of them? I was like, nah, we good. Drop them off. We ain't need to ride with me or whatever. Like, I mean, especially if you're, because you're the one who put me on the visa. You don't want to tell me, yo, that's the party island. It be going down there. Once we done took our pictures for the night, I don't need the photographer with me. If I know what I'm into and what I like.
It sounds like whatever lawyer he went to baited him, though.
That's what you think?
Yeah.
I think putting out the extra stuff and hoping for a quick settlement?
Yeah, like, oh, I'm in here because to sue for unpaid wages. Well, who'd you work for? Meg Thee Stallion. Oh, what else did she do that you could talk about? Besides getting the unpaid wages. Like, that would be the lawsuit. But what else happened?
Yeah.
He probably went to some skeezy little Hollywood lawyer and they were like, tell us everything. And then he probably was like, well, this one time she made me feel really uncomfortable because she was getting it on with the girl. Oh, and she called me a fat bitch.
Oh, yeah. That was another part. Yeah. Like she would get mad at him for eating and telling him throw that out and stuff like that. So Megan Thee Stallion's attorney, Alex Spiro, says this is an employment claim for money with no sexual harassment claim filed and with salacious accusations to attempt to embarrass her. We will deal with this in court. So back to Megan Monday, she also announced that her new single, Boa, is coming this Friday, May 10th. So we'd had Hiss, Cobra, right? Cobra, Hiss, and now Boa. So that's for Megan Thee Stallion. Another story, Ice Spice was accused of cheating on her boyfriend with fellow rapper Lil TJ. And this all comes from a woman named Baby Storm, who claims to be Ice Spice's ex-best friend. In a series of posts on Twitter, I'm never going to say X, sorry, Storm claimed Ice Spice was a colorist and posted screenshots of conversations where she allegedly made references to the Shea Butter community. After making other crude allegations, Storm concluded by claiming Ice Spice cheated on her boyfriend and producer, Rye USA, with rapper Lil TJ. She said he was the real mastermind behind their career and the one who pushed her to rap. She cheated on him with TJ and then rapped about it on the song together. If you don't believe me, just go back and read the lyrics to Gangsta Boo. And Gangsta Boo dropped in 2023. It was on Ice Spice's debut project, Like... ... where she said, got a man, but I hope you don't care. When I'm with him, I wish you was there. Taking the risk, bae, you know I'm not scared. What he think? He know shit isn't fair. Sarah J. Now, also, they were like, we're not really believing that this girl is her friend or anything. Because she was like, the Cleopatra, she keeps her around to so she can look like she's cool with dark-skinned people. It's a lot of mess. And that's what Twitter is, y'all. It's a lot of mess on there. But Sarah, you have any thoughts on this Ice Spice story?
I was just shocked at how much steam this girl's tweets was getting. Because it like showed up in my, not my who follow one, but like for, I don't know, for you or whatever.
Yeah.
And I just couldn't keep up. I was like, I don't have the energy for this. I don't even like Ice Spice. So it don't really matter to me. I think she an industry plant still. So the fact that she getting exposed or somebody cares enough to expose her is ridiculous to me. So I'm just like, oh, okay, well, I guess it is what it is.
You know what? I think it's strange that we are in an era right now that, and I think that the Kendrick and Drake battle has proven that, that nothing surprises us, or should I say, with this story about Ice Spice, where you can see someone like, well, I can see that. Like, is there anybody in the hip-hop industry or music industry, for that matter, that a wild story could come out about them and you just, your first instinct would be like, nah, not them.
Let's see, a wild story could come out.
About and I'd be such like, and such. Well, whoever it is. Because if pick a Beyonce, Taylor Swift. If something wild came out, I'd be like.
Yeah, if something wild came out about like Taylor Swift, I'd be like, what? This don't even make sense
that's,
to me.
That's one. So Taylor's for you. I don't think there's anybody. Nothing shocks me these days. We've been through so much just in the music industry alone that I don't believe these people are who they say they are. So if something wild came out and it was proven that like this ice, what I'm saying is with the Ice Spice story, if it was proven that this is true and she's colors, I wouldn't be on some, oh man, not Ice Spice. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was like,
I mean, there probably is some truth to the rumor though, because she comes out, she doesn't say that this producer is her boyfriend. And she's just like, no, that's my producer. That's how she's been introducing him. And then we later find out that like, no, they're actually dating and they've been dating for years. So there probably is some truth to this rumor.
That could be the truth of that they are dating. It doesn't mean that she's a colorist or she actually cheated on with Lil TJ.
But no, I'm just saying like this girl has evidence to back it up, you know, because there were tweets thrown out by Ice Spice like a couple years ago before she became famous and things like that. I just think it's weird that she befriended like her high school bully.
Oh yeah, that's what it was.
They weren't really
friends, and maybe she was just nice to her.
Yeah,
or something like that.
And this girl is supposedly trying to be an artist herself, so she has like music videos and songs and things like that.
Of course.
I'm just like, man, just watch who you keep around you. Drake learned that. Like, watch who you have around you.
That's the main thing. JT dropped a new song called "Okay," which, no pun intended, I thought was okay. And the reason why I thought it was because I think the beat was cool. The verses, the flow, that was all fine.
When she dropped this?
You never heard "Okay"? This was last weekend.
Bad timing.
Yeah, really bad timing. Really, really bad timing. But it was a part in the hook that threw me off, right? I'll pull it up for a second. And I guess because you ain't heard it, I can guess you get your opinion. But it threw me off. And it's picking up steam. Like, people are liking the song. Let's see. Play JT.
Where my bad bitches at? I'm pretty than a motherfucker. Hoes be looking okay. Yeah. She think that she fucking with me. Is this bitch okay? He said he ain't fucking around. I look at him like, okay. I used to be down bad, but now a bitch okay.
And then just, it repeats, right?
Huh? That repeats.
Well, hold on.
I'm pretty than a motherfucker. Hoes be looking okay. She think that she fucking with me. Is this bitch okay? She
it repeats. So my issue with it is, if you go on a vacation and you come back and I said, how was it? And you say, it was okay. That's mid. So when she was like, yo, these hoes think they bad, but they okay, that works. He not fucking with me like, okay, like, yo, you wild, that works. But when she said, I was down bad, nah, I'm okay. I said, wait, it doesn't work. Like, so are you good? You all right? You want to talk about it? I feel like the last okay doesn't land the way it did. Anyway.
Is there energy behind this? Like, does she go in? Like.
We really got to.
Down south, bad bitch, discreet shit, so
okay.
Ratchet.
Yes.
Golly, listen to music on your old stream tape. What did she do? Yeah, I said it was fine.
Because I was just like, man, it just sounds like such a lazy flow.
Well, that was the hook, you know. It gave me like Gucci Mane vibes, kind of. Gucci Mane would have did that. Anyway, Sukiyana from Love & Hip Hop Miami, from one of the baddies, one of the zoo shows, felt like JT was dissing her. I don't know how, whatever. So she had to jump on Twitter. Again, that's an X. She stated that the OK lyrics were not aimed at Sukiyana, but then proceeded to bash her mercilessly throughout the explanation. It's fascinating to read. Oh, that's what they said. So she says, quote, Sukiyana, you knew I wasn't talking about you. I would have answered quicker if you didn't try to do a 2-for-1 special. I never knew your tooth fell out from eating crab legs. You go viral for stupid shit daily.
She's right.
Yes. I'm upset she gave her some time about this. She took umbrage with the fact that Sukiyana, this is from Yahoo News, I think, posted about the alleged diss on Instagram instead of asking her privately. Quote, you kept writing me back to back. You could have DM'd me. But you was trying to distract me and use me to run your shit up so you can run a special for page promo. Sucker asshole. Yeah. So that was it. That
Man,
was from Hot New
Happen. What is going on? Like, what is, listen, is like the sun on fire or something? Like,
you saw that Cat Williams special. He told y'all in the beginning of the year it was going to be the year of truth and everybody just putting out their real feelings. They don't like each other. Ain't no friends here.
Man.
No friends. Speaking of, Mariah the Scientist was finally arrested after the victim says she peeled her wig off. And this is from WSB TV, some place in Atlanta. So she was arrested after the victim claimed. And I remember a couple of weeks ago, we talked about how she got into this fight at this bar or club or whatever. Claimed that she attacked her for no reason and pulled the wig off her head. Now, the funniest part is about this. I told Sarah about this arrest. And Sarah, do you remember what you told me?
Yeah, I said I thought she got her ass beat.
Yeah, I don't think that works. It would be great. Not great, but it would be some umbrance if you got into a fight with somebody and the police was arresting both of y'all and you was like, no, but I'm the one that got the ass kicked. Oh, say less, sir. Let's get you out these cuffs. Go home. Like, that's not how that works. So police tell Channel 2 Action News that the incident happened on March 28th inside an Atlanta lounge club. A lounge called Cavo Kitchen and Cocktails. According to the victim, Mariah the Scientist, whose real name is Mariah Buckles, approached her, grabbed her by her wig, and drug her on the table and floor inside the lounge. So maybe that, because the video wasn't that good. So maybe we thought that was Mariah who got dragged. The victim said because she did not have on her glasses, she was unable to get a good look at the female who attacked her, but later she found out that it was Buckles. According to the incident report, the victim told police she never had any interaction with the suspect, did not know why Buckles attacked her, and wanted to press charges.
Yo, that's insane.
I feel bad for Young Thug because all he's trying to do is beat a case and nobody around him could just be cool. That's it. Like, can we just be cool?
His case is a fucking circus, though.
Yeah, and we didn't talk about this, but they said with all the witnesses and stuff, this can go to 2027. That's how long this case can
That's
go.
How long they want to use taxpayer dollars?
They don't care, man. They don't care.
Eventually be like, man, is my client guilty or not? Because I could be doing something else.
Young Thug trial could last to 2027, lawyer says. This is from the Atlanta Journal-Constitution. As this court has broad discretion to exercise reasonable control over the presentation of witness and evidence, the court should use that discretion to prevent this trial from stretching into 2027, wrote Doug Weinstein, who represents DeMonte Kendrick, known professionally as Yak Gotti. Man, are we going to live long enough to when rappers won't take Italian organized crime figures for rap names?
I hope so.
Yo Gotti, Yak Gotti. Prosecutors initially said they would call 700 witnesses, then trim the list to 400. So far, they have gotten through 53. This is why that case could take.
Wait, that man, I don't even know what he's on trial for. I just know about a rented car that Rico, was used in a shooting.
A conspiracy. There's a lot that goes in there. We ain't doing that today. What else we got on this list, Sarah J? We got to talk about Gucci Mane. I brought him up a couple of times. That No Diddy's kind of hard.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, again, with the bad timing or whatever. Megan might have bad timing. It doesn't seem like that Not Like Us is going anywhere anytime soon. So, I mean, you put your music out if you want to. I'm just saying.
Man, didn't nobody expect these dudes to be beefing right now? Where were y'all at when things was boring? That's what I'd be saying.
This is what Hip Hop 50 needed last year. that's exactly. They could have used this. It would have been great.
Man, Kendrick, drop a video. Just have a whole video to this song with a bunch of dudes crib walking.
Did you see Chief Keef is going to come back to Chicago?
I did. I talked about this with my friends on Saturday. And somebody was excited. Then me and Jannard talked about it. And I was like, he really gonna show up? Don't he got charges here?
Chief Keef is gonna return to Chicago to headline the Summer Smash Festival. That is what it's called. So, let me see. During his rounds in 2015. Oh, yeah. Remember he had the hologram?
Yeah. And that's what I was thinking. Like, he going to, like, project this on a screen? He going to be performing, like,
so back
in
then,
L.A.?
Rahm Emanuel, the former mayor, refused to allow the show to happen. The performance was moved to Indiana, and it was still shut down by police. This summer, however, Chief Keef is finally making his long-awaited return to Chicago as a headliner at Lyrical Lemonade's Summer Smash Festival. Chief Keef's up. I haven't got to that. Was it Chief Keef and Mike Will made it? They had a project together?
Well, he has an album coming out on Friday.
Dirty Nachos was with that project. Came out a month or so.
Man, and people love this dude. And I do not get it.
Yeah, I liked Don't Like, and I like Sosa. But that was as far as, because it was too much of an age difference or generational difference between us. So when he started off with Drill, I was like, I was already either late 20s or early 30s. And I was like, y'all, this ain't for me. This is wild. So I don't get, other than that, like, was that me? He was stopped there? I thought for more than a decade, Keef has essentially been banned. So it wasn't any law things. It was just, let me see. During his rise of fame, though, Keef was constantly in trouble with the law, and the Chicago performances were shut down again and again. So I get that, but has he not? Here's my question. Has Chief Keef never visited Chicago in that all the time?
I'm not understanding this. I really thought he had charges here.
I know. So it was just a being like, well, I'm out of here. And if I can't perform there, I guess there ain't no point for me to come to the city.
How does someone ban you from the city without natural crime?
Well, no. They can, like, certain venues won't have a rap artist perform because of a security issue. Like, no, there's probably going to be some violence, so we ain't doing that. So I think a city probably could do the same thing. We're like, nope. You know, we ain't not putting up with that mess, so you can at perform it all.
When is this Summer Smash, Summer Fest thing?
Why, you going? He will be performing June 16th, Sunday.
Well, let's see if it happens.
All right. We're a little
I can't go. House of Dragons come back that day.
Okay, here we go.
I'm just saying. But Denzel Curry's going to be there. That might be actually a good show.
Yeah, I like Denzel Curry. Kid Cudi will not be performing because
his foot's broken.
Yeah, on Coachella. I don't understand this logic of jumping off a stage or whatever he did, fell off a stage. But I felt bad, not for the fans who wanted to go see Kid Cudi, and Pusha T, I think, was on that bill as well. But you just sometimes you don't think about the people who are working. Like the stage hands, the props, the producers, the production team, I should say. Now they're, what do they do? Because this summer is packed, and I've gone over the albums that are coming out this year, but we have not gone over all the damn tours that are happening this year, especially this summer. So I mean, that's good, because Kid Cudi is not going to be it's one less show, I should say. But it sucks that the people working behind the scenes that got to scramble and figure out what they're going to do.
They just go to another show. Maybe they'll get booked on another tour.
That's true. Jim Jones, man. Some two.
Yo, Jim random. Jones been in the gym.
He been in the gym for years. I don't know if those two white guys knew about it or the two guys knew, but that airport video is crazy. Who came at Jim Jones for snitching? Was it WAC 100? Probably was. Because like, here's the thing. If you haven't seen this video, Jim Jones is going up like some stairs and he like tosses one dude, fights.
He was on an escalator.
Okay, yeah, all right. And then security jumped in and separated him. And he said, yo, they jumped me. And one of the dudes was trying to fight the security. So he's like, look how they look and they jumped me, blah, blah. And what you got to understand is what you don't want to do is get in trouble at the airport. The last thing you want to be is on a no-fly list. So I don't think Jim started this. People are speculating that it probably started before this incident, maybe at baggage claim, maybe on the plane. I don't know what was going on.
Look, if I seen a dude like Jim Jones and he was all types of angry at me, the last thing I'd be like, I'm going to fuck this dude up. Jim Jones don't even look like somebody you want to fuck with.
No.
His voice sound angry. His face look angry all the time. Like, what was they thinking? And not just that, Jim Jones was on the lower step and picked this dude up and body slammed him. Yeah,
he flipped him over.
I'm like, wow. What? The only thing I don't like is that old man got hurt.
Yeah, you're right. There was somebody behind that you could see that, oh, man, he didn't want to be in this. Real quick, yesterday or last episode, me and Manny Fontaine was talking. I brought up Brilliant Idiots and them trying to break down things, and Andrew Schultz wasn't there. I think he did have a couple of shows in Madison Square Garden. He also was at the Tom Brady roast, which I heard was 3 hours long. I don't have the time for it. I'm kind of over roast. It's weird because roast in rap battles, it seems like political correctness is out the window. You can do whatever you want from what these people are telling me. And I'm like, it should be. Like, I think it was The View. Was like, they were so rude how they... I was like, well, then you're not the audience for a roast. I've seen a lot of roasts. Remember when Comedy Central did it? I saw a couple of Dean Martin roasts. I've seen a Red Fox roast. I get what it is. I'm cool with it. Even if I'm not into it no more, I understand the rules of it.
Oh, you ain't Roger from American Dad?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was crying. Because he didn't know how a roast worked. That was a great episode. Especially if you get the uncensored version. So when people were like, oh my, I can't believe they said this. There were people upset that Kim Kardashian got booed. And listen, I do not dislike Kim Kardashian. I also don't care about millionaires and billionaires getting booed. I think Tom Brady talking about some, don't say this shit again about Robert Kraft. Oh, the richest man in the room can't get talked about a massage. All right, whatever. So,
well, then he too sensitive for it too. He should be like, man, don't roast me. Like, everybody gets it at a roast.
Everybody. All right, Sarah, I don't have anything else. I don't really care about the baby saying somebody wanted to do some fake beef with me, and then everybody thought it was Jordan Lucas, and he said, I had nothing, and I mean nothing to do with that. I want to get your thoughts on Drake versus Kendrick, quality versus quantity, capitalism versus socialism. What did you think about this battle since it seems to be over now?
Man, well, you already did your deep dive. Like, every time, I feel like every time I have been opening up social media for the past week, somebody else is dissecting what's going on, or they're waiting on another diss to come out. All I want is a video to not like us. Like, that's all I want. Just give me a video with a bunch of dudes crit walking, lowriders, all that. This has to be the sickest beat for a diss record I have heard in the history of hip hop. I'm sorry, it's super dope. And everyone's all in their feelings about it. They're like, well, he made these allegations and there's nothing backing it up. How can you tell Drake's a pedophile?
Yes. Look, all right, we'll pause here for a second.
But allegations are allegations. It's not like Drake's out there holding hands with a 12-year-old, and it's not like Kendrick Lamar sees the paparazzi and then smacks his girl. Like, That's what allegations are.
This battle really turned into who could lie the best.
I mean, it got ugly. You know what I'm saying?
It did. I was telling Manny Fontaine after Saturday, before, in between, after Meet the Grams and in between Not Like Us, I was like, I don't like the way this is going. You know, and here's the thing, too. If you pick a side, so you guys get a little more thoughts on it. If you pick a side, you got to acknowledge, it's hard for the whatever side you pick to acknowledge the hypocrisy on both people, right? So with Kendrick Lamar, he was talking about, yo, Drake, your whole team look crazy. But you also had Kodak Black on Mr. Morale and Big Steppers, who had a sexual assault charge, I believe. And then Drake, you're like, yo, you put your hands on women. But you was caping for Tory Lanez, who was convicted of shooting Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah, and then went at Megan Thee Stallion.
Yeah. And I think, I'll give this to Van Lathan of Higher Learning. He brought up a very good point. This was the right time for Drake's fall in a battle, because he lost black women. When it came, he shot at Rihanna, he shot at Megan Thee Stallion, came at Serena Williams' husband. And if you lose them, just like the election, you're gonna lose the election. So it's like, so I want a couple of things that I forgot to bring up. The Kendrick brought up Tammy. A lot of people, it's weird. I don't know if it's attention spans or whatever, but Lil Wayne people are seeing the interview, but Lil Wayne had brought up Tammy, and he's like, but I can't blame Tammy because she's a hoe, whatever, blah, blah, blah. And it's some weird behavior, but I've sat on this podcast and say Drake fucks behind guys a lot. So that was nothing new about me. Let's see. What was the other one? I thought it was, is it ironic is the word I'm looking for, that Drake on The Heart Part 6 had a sample that was like, prove it, you got to prove it. And he said, then he finished the song with like, everything I said is facts, man. This is facts. Even though you didn't listen to Mother I Sober, because that Kendrick said he never got touched, and you contradict yourself constantly on that, on The Heart Part 6, but it's facts, and you can't prove anything that you allege Kendrick of doing. Rolling Stone declared a winner. Now, on the surface, it looks like a magazine just doing what magazines do. But again, take this with some grain of salt. Somebody, do I have this in my photos? Oh, where's my phone at? Okay, I was about to say what I'm doing. Somebody did the math, so to speak. Let me pull this up. All right. I saw this in the Kendrick Lamar subreddit. And I'm going to start doing this, because sometimes I see things and I say nothing about it, and then it grows up bigger. But the title says, how UMG, Drake, Gamma, and Eldritch Industries are manipulating you in the entertainment industry, a.k.a. the Rolling Stone article was fake propaganda for Kendrick to stop going at Drake, who is the figurehead crux of this media empire. I think we touched on this a little bit. But it was one of the reasons why he's hanging out with Sexy Red and mm-hmm. Four Bats, because they are under Gamma, who is with Larry Eldridge. I believe that's the guy's name. And they have a connection. So if those acts make money, Drake makes money. So the too long didn't read TLDR of it is Gamma is propped up by a massive media. Promo machine in UAE that covers, which is United Arab Emirates, all types of content. Drake is a figurehead and likely has a quiet deal or a cut of Gamma through his relationship with Larry Jackson, who has a weird track record with Eldritch Industries, Gamma's parent company, which itself has ties to Universal Music Group. So here's all the things that Eldritch Industries owns. Gamma, Billboard/Billboard Music Awards, Rolling Stone, Deadline, Variety, A24, South by Southwest, The Shade Room, Deadline, Daily Hits Day Double, Luminate, Dick Clark Productions, The Hollywood Reporter, Vibe, Life is Beautiful, Golden Globes, Latin Music Awards, American Music Awards, Streamy Awards, Viral Nation, Los Angeles Dodgers, which I'm a part of a group, and Chelsea Football Club.
That's insane.
Yeah, so they are using Rolling... This is what the person claims. They are using Rolling Stone, owned by the same conglomerate, to declare that Kendrick is a winner when Kendrick is barely getting started, unveiling Drake's character and his shady dealings. Drake is spiraling, but need to be taught more than a lesson. So, and then I had another thing in here. Do I still have that one up here? So then, again, grain of salt. From an insider, PG Lane, Kendrick, and XO, as of yesterday, were asked by Universal Music Group to end the beef with OVO. Kendrick apparently isn't budging at all, but UMG is pressing hard on their request to squash the beef. We'll pause here. So, Ebro said he has heard, Ebro and Cast One from Ebro in the Morning and DJ Cast One have said they have heard from music people that they asked from Kendrick's team which song should be a single. Euphoria or Not Like Us. And both of them were like, it's kind of difficult. And long story short, Ebro said that they're going to push both as singles, which I'm like, all right, cool. I want the video for Not Like Us, but this is whatever it is. So UMG also had a Zoom meeting with all of the parties involved, and they want Kendrick either directly or say, and they want Kendrick, comma, either directly or said through PG Lang, sorry, to post a statement clarifying that Drake isn't a pedophile if Kendrick agrees in the beef. It says Drake is losing the beef in UMG's eyes. So from UMG's perspective, the sooner the beef ends, the better.
So and that they could keep making money off of Drake.
Yeah, the pedophile accusations directed at Drake are costing UMG, Nike, and other parties a lot of money. And this is something that Ebro brought up, that his sponsors do not like this pedophile thing. I will say what I said the other day on the last episode. Drake told this man to do this. He said it in the Tupac IA. Tell him I like young girls. I heard it on the Button podcast. And then Kendrick did it. And Kendrick, listen, Kendrick, if you go back to listen to Not Like Us, he says, I heard you like them young. You better never go to Cell Block 1. And he also says, if you in love with them and you have a little sister, keep them away, which could have been played as Lotto's younger sister, mm-hmm. even though Lotto wasn't in love with him. So that's, and he called his team certified pedophiles. He never called Drake this, which is why the Heart Part 6 starts sounding really crazy. When you're like, he never really said anything. He kind of like danced around it. And you was like, no, I'm not this. So that's one part of it. We need to talk about these shootings, because we didn't talk about XO. Was it Crash? Who got shot beforehand?
It was someone from like the Weeknd.
Yeah, the Weeknd team got shot. And then last night, a police presence was located outside of the Drake's home, and his manager was shot.
No, it wasn't his manager. It wasn't his bodyguard.
Security, right?
Yeah.
Was shot. So again, grain of salt. Somebody said, I got the tea. The shooting has nothing to do with Kendrick. The Weeknd's manager, Cash XO Mansion, was shot at last week by OVO, and a security guard ended up getting shot. And the Weeknd's people, XO, reportedly spent the block at Drake's mansion. OVO and XO are at war. This has got to be the dumbest shit. I'm not saying, look, here's the good. I'm not saying this person, Love Is Back 24, is the dumb. I'm just saying, if these two are really doing this over, stop it. Because it was already bad enough when you had people saying, there's millionaires beefing. That's like, this is what this rap is. This is even worse. It's like, what are y'all? If this is true, I don't think so.
Well, then Drake should just move. Man, we've seen so many satellite images of Drake's house at this point. It's ridiculous. I have no idea where Beyonce and Jay-Z live.
Well, you've seen the weird house they bought in California.
Well, yeah, but still.
You know, New Orleans home. But you know, I don't know where they reside currently.
But I know where Drake lives. Like, that don't make sense to me. Dude, just move at this point. Don't ever put your house out there again. Your house was just on someone's single as a cover. Like, that's insane to me.
Well, but the problem with it is, it's public knowledge. Like, the reason we don't know where Jay-Z and Bustin' they reside is because we have not looked into it. We can find out where they live at. It's probably in a gated neighborhood or something like that. Drake told everybody where he lived at. That's the big, he made a song, was it 7 p.m. in Bridal Path or Brittle Path, or however you pronounce it. So, yeah, that is that. Anything else before we get out of here? Any news breaks, Sarah J?
Nope, just that shooting at Drake's house. Like, they ain't supposed to be shootings in Toronto. Canadians are too nice. They turn that into the hood. I don't like it.
Metro Boomin denies pedophile accusations but quickly deletes the post. You know.
Man, Drake's team working overtime now, trying to go at all his enemies.
Well, Metro Boomin, he got everybody dissing Drake, so they was like, we're going to get you out of here, cat. And tweets were weird. I don't know what he was thinking. He was a dumb.
Oh, it was finally. From like 11, 12 years ago.
Yeah, they were really, like, he was 20. And here's the thing, too. I don't think you should, quote, unquote, get canceled for tweets. Because people were saying stupid shit in 2013 on Twitter. As long as there's no proof that he did the dumb shit. The same way I don't think Drake should get canceled over Kendrick's allegations. And I'll say this, too. People really are dying, living and dying with this beef. It was never that serious to us. I'm going to speak for all of us. And I would say something that I haven't heard said before. I'm not bullshitting you, but if Drake would have dropped Not Like Us, same like DJ Mustard on the beat, same track, and Drake did a Cali flow, like when he did when he took the rapping forte style and dissed Kendrick with it, like, I can do this Cali style, there's nothing for me. Like, you like this accent? I would have been like, I don't know how Kendrick come back. This is a fucking bop. Yeah. I would have said the same thing. I'm like, shit, this is a damn bop. Devin Drake, you did it. All right, man, that's it. It was a quicker episode because we done dissected Drake and Kendrick to death. So I think that's going to be it for the till we come back. We got Black Twitter. That's going to drop on Hulu on Friday, so we can talk about that. We'll talk about Megan Thee Stallion's Boa song and whatever else happens between now and then. Until next time, guys, peace.